today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about simple life in Islam.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
But first, we look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 19th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with a verse of the Holy Quran and then the important point of it. For today, we choose Surah Al-Hadid, verse 20.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. I'lamu annama al-hayatu ad-dunya la'ibun wa lahwun wa zinatun wa tafakhurun baynakum wa takathurun fil amwali wal awlad. كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ.
Know that the life of this world is but amusement and diversion, and adornment and boasting to one another, and competition in increase of wealth and children. Like the example of a rain whose resulting plant growth pleases the tillers. Then it dries and you see it turned yellow. Then it becomes scattered debris. And in the hereafter is severe punishment and forgiveness from Allah and approval. And what is the worldly life except the enjoyment of delusion?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Since love for the mundane world is the origin of all sins and the springhead of all errors, the blessed verse presents a telling depiction of the worldly life, its different stages and the motives dominating each stage. The five cycles of human life consist of neglect, amusement, luxury, boasting and rivalry. In respect of wealth and children.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Now it's time to go for our topic, Simple Life in Islam. The principle of living simply and modestly and not drowning oneself in pleasure, material acquisitions, and the life of this world is an enlightened and constructive principle that uncovers man's potential and allows his spirit to soar. The extent to which man pays attention to material embellishments and the more his ties to this world increase, the more he is deprived of spiritual pleasures, radiant wisdom, and inner light. Spiritual men of God, who have high goals and lofty destinations in sight, never tie themselves down to the embellishment of this world. They realize that being attached to worldly pleasures and attaining spiritual perfection are like the East and the West. When a person gets close to one of them, in reality, he has moved away from the other. For this reason, spiritually minded persons apply themselves totally in trying to reach proximity to Allah, which is the goal of creation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. In today's show, we are going to talk about the Islamic perspective on living a simple life. In a world often characterized by a frenetic pace and the relentless pursuit of material wealth, the concept of leading a simple life holds a special place in the teachings of Islam. Islam, the Abrahamic monotheistic religion with over a billion followers worldwide, places great emphasis on the virtues of modesty, contentment, and spirituality. Living a simple life from an Islamic perspective is not just a choice, it is a way of aligning one's life with the core teaching of the faith. So what are the essence of a simple life in Islam? There are some factors that I may refer to them one by one. The first factor that we might refer to is the concept of contentment or qana'ah. At the heart of leading a simple life in Islam is the principle of contentment. The Quran explicitly states that true wealth lies not in the abundance of material possessions, but in the richness of the heart and soul. Contentment is about finding peace and fulfillment in what you have, rather than constantly yearning for more. It is a mindset that encourages gratitude for the present and trust in Allah's divine plan.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light, be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Secrets to Simple Living, the Ultimate Guide for 2023. Want less. Yeah, you've all heard the song lyrics, it's not getting what you want, it's wanting what you've got. And so it is. Everyone knows that getting what you want makes you happy for only a brief time. And then you are on to wanting the next thing. We see this with children and toys, adults and money, politicians and power, and in so many other ways. So how do you overcome this, learn to be happy with what you have? You have to find a way to want less. Now, recording our desires is no easy thing, but it's a huge part of simple living. So how can we actually accomplish this? You can start by limiting your exposure to TV, social media, and other things that are designed to make you want more things. You are listening to today's special, and now we look at the effects of contentment. Honor and dignity is one of the effects of contentment. The Holy Quran explicitly states that honor belongs wholly to Allah, His Messenger, and believers. Dignity and honor are so important that a believer is not allowed to expose himself to disdain and contempt in front of others. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, God has assigned to the believer the duty to suffer everything except humiliation of his own self. Don't you see that Allah said in this regard, honor belongs to Allah and to his messenger and the believers? Therefore, it is necessary for a believer to live with dignity and respect, and that he should not accept any humiliation. The Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, it is not appropriate of a Muslim to humiliate himself. Without doubt, one of the things leading to man's dignity and honor is contentment. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, there is no one stronger than a content person. Contentment is the means of dignity. Contentment is a cause of dignity and needlessness of people. Contentment is the most sustainable dignity.
Fulfilling life does not mean you are always happy, you are always smiling. No. It means you can have inner satisfaction. You are happy with what you are doing. You are happy with where you are. And you are content. And one of the best gifts that God may bestow on His servants, His true servants, is the gift of contentment. The gift of qana'ah, the gift of inner satisfaction, the gift that they have peace of mind. They know that they are doing the right things. They are journeying on the right path. They don't regret every day, every night, every week, every month of their life. They don't regret what they are doing, but they are happy with what they are doing. So this is a life of fulfillment. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Those people who reached the pinnacle of their success, it was them. Yes, it was God's help, but it was their own choice and their own initiative. So try to be independent. Put your trust in God and begin this journey of independence. You will earn respect, and you deserve the admiration of people, and you will gain dignity.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami. علي إمامي.
لا إله إلا الله، الله ربي،
محمد نبي، علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.